listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
Plumbing the Death Star, as you will find out, is a comedy and pop culture podcast where we ask the important questions. How would you use an ape to solve a crime?
So it's worth noting. Let's get this out the way straight away.
Yep.
We were like, what we do today? What question?
Yeah.
Joel do show. Apropos nothing.
Sat back in this chair and I went, how would you use an ape to solve a crime?
And we said, hit. Question.
And then Jackson Record. Said, and then Jackson said, what? And I said, you know, like in movies. And then you said, shut up. Save it for the episode. Let's go.
So I got a couple of questions. What do you mean? And what are you saying?
Yeah, I have a follow-up question of what?
Huh?
It's so simple.
Okay.
Think Turner and Hooch, but Hooch is Coco the gorilla.
Think Turner and Hooch, but an ape.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it a police ape?
Is it a police ape, a detective ape, or just an ape who has, like, I don't know, a chip on his shoulder?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say, is Hooch a detective dog?
There is no such thing as a detective dog.
Wait, what's that? No, isn't there, like a German series?
Inspector Protch?
Rex? No, it can't be Inspector Rex.
It is Inspector Rex.
It is Inspector Rex.
You've got the machine.
I got my big machine in front of me.
Medium machine.
Yeah, he's actually medium machine.
I'll let you just undercutting him there. Big machine, medium. Who do you think
Inspector
you are?
Rex. He's Inspector Rex.
Is he a detective dog?
He's a trained police dog.
Yeah. Okay, but he's not a detective.
Oh, a cop who's recently divorced. Sad. And to fill the void, he adopts a police dog who also lost his companion.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. Finding each other after such
and
loss.
Then solving crimes.
Rex has 18 seasons.
Yeah, it's a big show.
Damn.
Turner and Hooch has like two.
Has a movie and a television series.
I could not get that out. I was too excited.
Turner and Hooch has one film, and then I believe
two films, doesn't it? Turner and Hooch, and then Turner and Hooch 2, and then the TV show.
I say there's two films. There's also K9 with the worst Belushi.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, that doesn't help my case. That's not my case.
Can you
look up? Is not a sequel to Turner and Hooch, is there?
I don't know. I'm looking at what the plot of Turner and Hooch was.
A television movie sequel.
Yeah, there you go. What about the TV show?
Scott Turner's an investigator, a police investigator.
Okay. To move to apes, what about the TV show where a guy is a trucker and he has a chimpanzee companion?
What?
It might be called...
Oh, yeah. Go on.
Okay. Trucker.
Red truck.
Chimpanzee.
Red.
Red truck,
I
you
would
said?
Not... Put red truck in.
Is it BJ and the Bear?
It's BJ and the Bear. The chimp's name is maybe Blowjob. I don't know.
Or is the chimp the bear?
The chimp. That's a chimp. You can't call a chimp
you can
a bear.
Call it, you can call a dog bear.
You can call. So you're calling a man a bear, but you refuse.
My
to call
My brother
an ape
had a
bear.
Duck named Emu, so fair enough.
Yeah. Well, the guy's name is Greg BJ. Evergan is BJ McKay. So clearly,
the chimp's
the bear.
The bear
must be the chimp.
That's absurd. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking also like maybe like a Dunstan checks in situation, but rather than being a jewelry thief,
A detective.
Rather than committing crimes, he's solving them. I reckon there's also probably apes in cartoons that help. McGill a gorilla?
He works in a, or lives in a pet store.
There's probably apes that help.
Grape ape? There's probably apes that, I would say there's apes that help.
Yeah.
Maybe grape ape, no.
Grape ape's in the Olympics, isn't he? He's huge.
Laugh Olympics.
The
Laugh
ape
Olympics.
From George in the Jungle? He seems pretty smart.
Are there crimes in the jungle?
There's jungle crimes
everywhere.
Okay, yeah.
This world is a filthy place. Yes.
I mean, like, I guess they're stopping, like, I don't know, the guy that was hunting.
Poaching's
poaching,
a crime.
See?
I guess they're stopping that. Yeah. Okay, well then what's the... Okay,
so,
if we are to accept the premise.
Yes.
So, it's your fourth weak on the Force.
Oh, we're cops.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the whole thing I've been saying. You've been listening.
I was unclear.
You started saying Grape Ape, so I don't know, man.
Grape Ape is not a cop. He's just an ape of unusual size. I'm going to throw up. I'm so upset.
You weren't listening. Every example I gave was a cop thing. And then I said, reverse Dunstan checks in.
That wasn't a cop.
Dunstan checks in is not a cop.
He said reverse.
I suppose the reverse of a criminal is a cop. Okay, fair enough.
And also, I said those words. I was like, in reverse, yeah, so he's a cop instead of a criminal.
You did. Yeah, Turner and Hooch, BJ and the Bear.
BJ and the Bear wasn't me.
No, it wasn't.
That was me. That was me.
BJ and the Bear is a trucker in his bed. They go around America getting various adventures and misadventures along the way.
Maybe I got to be watching BJ and the Bear. That's all going to
be watching BJ and the Bear.
Yeah.
Bad news. Episodes are 1 hour long. Too long.
What about the TV show? You just reminded me of some chimp facts.
Oh, yeah.
The TV show Lancelot Link, Secret Agent Chimp. Look it up on your little machine.
Well, that's getting closer to what I'm talking
about. There's an awesome story about Lancelot Link. So basically the way that it's not a good TV show. The way they did it is they would just dress up the chimps in different clothes and then they would film them and then dub over lines for the chimps.
That's awesome.
Now there's one story about they were filming. Oh, I was eating spaghetti!
There's a chimp eating
there
spaghetti.
You go. So they were. It was like Get Smart. Yeah. They were chimps, and there's one story where because it was like the 1970s, there was no rules. Where they were filming in like a forest somewhere.
Yeah.
And the chimp, I think, was dressed like a Roman centurion or something.
Yeah.
There's one where he's playing cards, like what we often do.
That's true. They're just like us.
They are. Just
anyway,
like
for real. The chimp got loosed.
Oh, this one has a little hat on and a mustache.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Well, there was a villain. How does a chimp have a mustache? And let me tell you, they have nailed it.
Anyway, this chimp gets loose in the forest, dressed like a Roman centurion.
There's a chimp holding dynamite.
Yeah.
How is the show bad?
No, well, it's bad because the chimp's suffered.
Anyway.
They look so happy in these photos. He's on the forest. He's telling the future.
A chimp gets loose in the jungle, in the forest. And this is like a forest in America.
Yeah.
They're like, we've lost the chimp. They lose him for like 3-4 hours.
Yeah.
Then this hippie guy comes out of the forest holding the hand of the chimp, and he's like, I was just sitting at my camp smoking a J, and a little chimp dressed like a man came out of the woods and sat with me. Imagine!
That's awesome.
The chimp, I would be talking to it. Hello?
Like, you want some? I don't know. Is this good?
What's going
on,
chimp?
What if you gave a chimp a cigarette? Well, they know to smoke.
They know. They know how to smoke. Chimps know how to smoke.
It's one of them jazz cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah. Okay, so... Joel Zammett's still looking at photos of Lancelot Link.
Yeah, I need to stop.
Because one of them you scroll past with a chimp looking surprised.
Yeah.
As in the background, there was the Mona Lisa, but with a chimp's head.
Yeah. I need to stop looking at that because I will then watch that whole scene.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'll immensely enjoy it. And then I'll remember the terrible things. And I'm like, oh.
I think the chimps are in a band, too.
They stop play making it really, really enticing. You're selling it so much.
I know.
It sounds so good.
But you can't. The whole time you're watching it, you're like, that guy's meant to be in the jungle.
He shouldn't
be playing the guitar.
Damn it.
But how funny!
What if they just wanted to act?
If you go to the zoo and you just put a guitar down,
and
the chimp plays it, that's no crime.
Yeah, exactly.
It's no one's fault but God's.
Exactly. Again,
but if you're cracking a whip over them to play the guitar.
Play the guitar, chimp!
Yeah, there's that zoo that's like, please stop showing our chimps YouTube videos.
Oh, that's
true. Because the chimp loves it too much. You know, there's those chimps that you love. The chimp that eats or drinks Gatorade.
I love that chimp.
I'm learning a lot about chimps recently.
Yeah,
like the little factoids. I love one I found was about they love to watch TV.
That's
this
awesome.
Like a zoo that like they put it on and the chimps love to watch like a documentary of like their own zoo and so they were loving watching the behind the scenes stuff and then
that's
when
awesome.
Like their vet came on screen
they
hated that vet. They were hooting and hollering but badly, like booing that man.
Yeah,
isn't it crazy to imagine watching television? So imagine us to chimp.
Yeah,
the chimp is watching our TV.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Now imagine we are in the chimp strata to a being that is a chimp's height greater than us.
Yeah.
But you're watching its TV of you.
Yeah.
With your human understanding, which is a bit. Yeah. But there's a whole great element of it you're not getting.
Uh-huh.
What a crazy thing to...
Exactly. They're like, that's my street. Mm-hmm. I know that street. And they show your doctor. You're like, fuck that doctor. I hate him.
I fucking hate that guy. Get him out of here.
How dare he diagnose me with itchy scrotum.
I want to go reverse, though. I want to watch chimp TV.
Oh, yeah.
Let chimps make TV for chimps and then show it to me.
Like TV written and directed by chimps for chimps?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, give me that.
Well, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Anyway,
what do they want?
What's a chimp want to say? Not the doctor.
No, they hate the doctor. They hate that man. They want that man dead.
Yeah.
So anyway, in the 80s and 90s, there's a trope of like if you're a cop and you get paired with an unlikely partner.
An animal sidekick.
And then sometimes they give you an animal sidekick.
Yeah.
In this instance, I was thinking apes, even though dogs are far more common.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to figure out how would you use that ape to solve a crime? Okay. Like, what's an ape good at that
can
will
I
help?
Can I pick the ape?
Yes.
I don't mean specific apes. I'm not picking Harambe. Yeah.
That's like Google apes that solve crime. And the first one I got was 10 cuddly apes who committed vicious crimes.
That's the trick.
That's the opposite of what I wanted, Google.
Do you reckon the Coco's sexual harassment case will be listed?
It'll be there. Probably. So, can I pick the species of ape?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, because I probably pick a gorilla.
Yeah.
And I can use that as muscle.
Yeah.
Because I think if I'm getting close to solving the case, say I'm doing classic detective shit and I'm like, the person comes to me, they're like, my husband's cheating on me. I need you to catch him in the act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if it's just me and I'm in the car watching and I'm at the motel and I'm just doing a stakeout and the husband opens a blind and sees me, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
He's pulling me out of the car and making me eat the curb.
I would rather kill a man than have my wife's suspicions that I'm cheating on her, which are true confirmed.
I got two scenarios there. I eat the curb, or they go to that big ice machine, and they just beat the shit out of me with bags of ice.
Just but fill if up a the sock with ice, that kind of works.
If the guy opens the blinds and he sees me in the driver's seat and then
looking
a gorilla,
up, gorilla.
He's going to be like, I'm not going to mess with that man.
Uh-huh.
And then we can take photographs of him or whatever, or shake him down.
So the problem here is you, in your car, which you can't drive.
That gorilla's driving.
Also in a very confined environment with a gorilla.
Yeah.
I thought me and the gorilla were partners.
Okay.
Yeah, but like you picked the gorilla. Where'd you get it from?
Okay, I have to explain where I got the gorilla from.
Yeah,
I got it from a service.
A service?
They hire out gorillas. He's an ex-circus gorilla.
Yeah, I guess as the person proposing this question,
Jody,
I guess we have to find out where, one, what crime?
Yeah.
Murder.
Okay. And two, what chimp?
Yeah.
Or what ape, sorry.
So
I think it's BYO ape.
BYO ape? Okay.
But let's assume that...
BYOA?
Yeah.
BYOA.
Okay.
And let's assume that it's... You've got to solve a murder because that's classic detective TV show situation.
Sure.
And let's say that the ape won't just immediately turn on you.
Okay.
So Jackson can be in a car with his gorilla.
Okay.
But it is still an ape.
Okay. So I couldn't be like, if I bring this gorilla, let's call him Mr. Bojangles.
Yeah.
Ex-circus gorilla.
I love Mr. Bojangles.
Cigarette smoking extraordinaire. Yep. That's what he used to do in the circus.
Okay.
I bring him in and there's a gunfight.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's a chance Mr. Bojangles will squeeze me so hard my head pops off like a Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
Okay, look.
Because he's scared of the loud noises.
Yeah.
I'm liking Mr. Bojangles. I like that he's smoking.
Yes.
Because that way, if I'm, say, a cop, detective, investigator, whatever, I'm getting at least some secondhand smoke from that.
It's keeping you charged up.
Which keeping me charged up. And maybe that's like helping me get over my smoking addiction, which I clearly have.
Absolutely. It's very
and
easy.
That will help me on the straight and narrow to try and solve this
keep
crime.
Keep you off the cigarettes.
I also solve the crime.
I can't stop imagining him doing that. You know that message. Thing people do where they like breathe out the cigarette smoke but immediately inhale it through their nose?
Yeah.
Absolutely my gorilla is doing that. He's not my gorilla.
Yeah.
He's the services.
I got him from a service, yeah.
Yeah, I guess if it is imbibing on like... Or if it's like I'm undercover trying to
undercover.
To investigate this. It's all the way to the top. This crime, whatever.
It
right?
is very hard to. Someone's killed the commissioner's son.
Oh, wow. There's a lot running on this case. So if I have to go undercover, say, and maybe I need to do certain illicit substances, I can palm that off to the gorilla. They've got a bigger heart, right? They can handle it.
So you're imagining this in some way involves the drug trade. And you're going undercover as, say, some guy named Spike.
I'm Spike, and this is my ape, Mr. Bojangles.
Okay.
He doesn't need a cover.
And then they're like, hey, we think you might be a cop. And you're like, I'm not. And they pull out a bump of cocaine, and they're like, prove it. And you're like, Mr. Bojangles, you're done.
I mean, if I was a cop, would a cop let an ape do cocaine? That's definitely irresponsible.
I was going to say, that's the funniest way of like, all right, cop, do this drug. This expensive drug.
Oh, again?
That
all right.
No one ever has a bad time with.
Okay.
I think if you give
he did that bump.
I think he's a good guy.
Mm.
Are you going to palm everything off to the gorilla? If they're like, okay, kill this man.
I'm just trying to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, if you need to kill. The gorillas don't have consciences.
That's true. Do you think,
a gorilla, this is how, gorilla night one sleeps like a rock.
Yeah.
They wakes up the next day, pulls the arms off a man and eats its head. So that night, same beautiful sleep.
I guess, yeah, gorilla has no sense of
right or wrong.
Right or wrong.
They're not a moral creature.
Yeah. No.
Sure.
Yeah. I would say actually gorillas are immoral creatures.
But a gorilla can feel sad, right?
Yeah. When Robin Williams dies, they get sad about that.
So they know about Robin Williams, but they can't feel sad. Well, I guess they don't know the guy they're tearing apart. So
yeah.
There's compelling evidence for moral behavior in primates, particularly the great apes.
Well, I don't like that we've got a bad one then. I don't like that if you can have a morally good or a morally bad gorilla, we get a bad one. That feels like I'm going to get betrayed by this gorilla.
Sell you out.
There's a study called Wild Justice, The Moral Lives of Animals.
But that's what does the morality of a gorilla look like?
Great question.
I don't know.
Like how we all want to watch ape TV. I want to watch like TV by an ape that's exploring what it means to be a good ape in a bad ape world.
How good would Law and Order Gorilla be?
Yes.
Apes solving ape crimes.
Well, what's an ape crime? In the jungle, you're a group of gorillas. What's something somebody in that group could do that would piss you off?
Murder?
Steal your, like, muscle in on your territory.
Okay. Like a guy comes in, fucks your wife.
Yeah.
Is that a gorilla? Is that a gorilla crime or that gorilla society?
It's gorilla society, right? It's like the silverback gorilla, like the old silverback gorilla that's like, I'm getting ass from my, you know.
Yeah. Time for me to wander away and die.
I wander around, and then he goes to a new place with, like, and then he goes to the gorilla in charge and he's like, look, I'm an old gorilla.
Yeah.
I'll just be here being an old gorilla. I'll help and just chill.
I'm of
no
threat.
Go out and hunt. I'm just going to be here chilling, eating berries, doing nothing. And when you're away, I'm going to fuck all your wife.
Yeah.
And you don't know this.
I'm just
going to
be hanging here, chilling, doing your wives.
Doing your wives.
What was that last bit?
No.
Doing your wives.
Sorry, I'm going to be fucking your wife.
Sorry, let me explain this to you. Do you understand sign language? I'll do it in that.
I am going to fuck your wife.
Me? Fuck your wives.
Hey, other male gorillas, can we have a chat? I don't know if I like the new guy. I don't know if I like his energy.
I might kill him.
I might tear him apart. You want to join me?
I might kill him with this rock I found.
I might commit the first ape murder. The first one.
Apes murder.
Apes kill each other. This
apes
will be
already
a murder.
Have probably
This is premeditated.
Can apes premeditate?
Well, there's chimps that have chimp wars.
Tell me more about these chimp wars.
There's a thing that they've found in like sections of jungle that are full of chimpanzees.
Yes.
That the chimpanzees have different territories.
Yeah.
And that some chimpanzees, in an effort to expand their territory, engage in what they're calling, at least, war with other chimpanzee groups.
Cool.
So they're doing war. Huh. That's premeditated. You're like, I want that territory.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. There's a certain ape that steals dogs and...
Is it a mandrill? The worst ape there is.
Mandrills are
fucked
up.
Yeah, man. Oh, they're terrifying.
Horrible, horrible creature.
Absolutely I like the disgusting. Fact that they steal dogs, though.
Yeah, they steal dogs and, like, they're just like, this is my dog now.
Yeah, they kidnap puppies, and so then they're like, this is now my dog, and then they teach that dog to be like, protect us.
What the fuck? They raise dogs?
They raise dogs! I guess that's a dog crime, not an ape crime.
Also...
It's your animal.
Yeah. It was baboons, not me.
Oh, baboons, yeah.
Okay. That's scary because that feels like that's like a very human thing to do, to raise dogs.
Yeah. Mm.
It stresses me out. Mm. It stresses me out to imagine if
do you reckon in our lifetime, apes will take the next step and just become guys?
No, they're still in babies being like, well, if we steal one of them and train
just raise it, make a baboon boy.
Yeah. I reckon I could have been a baboon boy.
You could have been a baboon boy.
I reckon
boy.
I would have been a good baboon boy.
I reckon
my life would be more fulfilled if I had been raised by baboons.
You would certainly have less threats.
Yeah.
Other baboons.
Yeah. You'd have more threats.
No, the main threat would be other baboons.
Yeah.
The element.
And I guess scientists wanting to train and, like, you know, study me. Leave me alone.
Would you have existential threats if you were raised by baboons?
Give me an existential threat.
Well, right now you might think, I've not done enough with my life.
Mm.
If you're raised by baboons, you're thinking, I hope I don't die.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you'd probably be thinking, I've done too much with my life.
Yeah.
I'd still have, like, man thoughts, but would I have, like, man thoughts if they were filtered through baboon?
Yes, I think you would.
Yeah, it would be like man thoughts filtered through baboon.
Yeah, so, like, but are you thinking, like, man, I'm getting on in life, you know, I haven't achieved everything I want.
Or are you thinking banana, apple, banana? Yeah. Yeah.
Or when I get to, like, you know, like, puberty, like, 15, you're like, baboon dad, how come I'm not attracted to any
I wish I could talk to you without you just screaming baboon dad.
Why am I not attracted to the other any baboons around here?
Also,
and he hits you with a big bone.
Dad, why can I talk English?
When did I learn this,
Dad?
Why have I not realized you don't understand me yet? I guess I am fucked up. I was raised by baboons.
Life's so hard, Dad, and you don't understand. Yeah. You just keep hitting me with your big bone.
I'm sorry, Baboon Dad. I'll do better next time.
Baboon Mom, I wish Baboon Dad wasn't so hard.
That's right. You are all baboons.
Baboon sister, do you have any thoughts about, I don't know, this way? You know, why are parents such, why are they so mean to me?
It's good to be, why do all of my baboon family have bones?
I still have one big bone to hit me with. It would fuck you up. Say you're raised by baboons, right?
Yeah.
And then you're raised by baboons for a long time. Say you're 18.
Mm-hmm.
They people find you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take you into human civilization.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine trying to adapt back when your brain's full of baboon thoughts.
Yeah.
I guess there are wolf kids. They do all right.
It's wild the amount of kids. I'm assuming there's like 50 that have been raised by wolves. It
happens all the time. And
surely it's easier to get raised by a baboon than a wolf.
I think the trick is that a baboon will eat you.
I think there is already a baboon boy.
Oh my god, whoa! Baboon boy is real.
There's
baboon boy confirmed.
There's a man living my best life.
Wait, he's still doing it?
I don't know. I'm reading.
Okay, Holy shit, baboon boy is real.
Takes rank as the only child known to have been raised by infrahuman primates.
Apes.
That's crazy.
Huh.
Raised by baboons. That's
Is this the story of Lucas the Baboon Man? What is this going on?
Lucas?
The Baboon Man?
I would not have expected his name to be Lucas. I don't know what that's about.
The baboons name him? I guess not.
Well, the baboons would have had some noise to identify him.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, I feel this has gotten away from us.
So, I'm solving a crime with an ape.
Mm-hmm.
It is...
Yeah.
BYOA.
Yeah.
BYOA. So, we're picking a big gorilla.
Yep.
The murderer is of the senator's son.
No, the commissioner's son.
Okay, it's a lot riding.
So it goes right to the top.
Yep.
Okay, Zamet's strategy.
I'm just trying to think.
It's give cocaine to the gorilla.
I'm just trying to think, is there anything...
Mr. Bojangles.
I think you're getting rock'em sock'em roboted if you do that, dude.
I'm just thinking, is there anything that an ape can do better than, say, just a clever person?
Brute strength.
Yeah.
So, like, if you need to burst through a door...
Yeah, but we have tools for that.
If you... Yeah, but what makes a better entrance? Drilling a hole in a door and everyone's like, whoa...
Battering rams.
Yeah, but even a battering ram needs like six guys.
What's the scenario where I'm battering through the door?
Hey, it's the police. We got a warrant.
Oh, so we found the guy?
Maybe. We've got a warrant to check this house.
Okay.
Open up. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 bang. We're coming in. Gorilla!
Can I use maybe like a capuchin?
Okay,
Something real cute, easy to kind of maybe manage. I don't know. But maybe there's a judge that I maybe need a warrant from, and maybe he like apes and chimps. and maybe he'll be more lenient and give me the thing that I need for time with said chimp on his shoulder.
So, yeah, you ask the chimp to go get
a warrant. You're bribing the judge with a chimp.
No, I'm just saying, Mr. Judge, we need a warrant. I hear you love chimps. Yeah. I happen to have...
Have you met my partner, Little Bojangles?
Little Bojangles. Would you like Little Bojangles to scurry around on top of your head and sit on your shoulder for a bit?
I don't think I'd like a monkey on my head.
I think it would be
shoulders,
wonderful.
All right, head, no.
I've had a monkey on my body before.
Yeah?
Go on.
It was when I was in Morocco.
Okay.
And I had a monkey on... I met a man who had a monkey on a rope.
The monkey look happy?
It looked like a monkey. I don't think it was happy, but it was just like a monkey. And anyway... The monkey scurried across the ground and then up my leg and onto my shoulder. Now, at the time, for reasons I cannot recall, I had a feather in my hair.
You fucking had a feather in your hat?
I did.
Hat or hair?
Hair.
Sorry.
Maybe it was hat.
Oh my god.
Maybe I was dressed like Robin Hood. I don't know. I had a feather in my hat.
You're living a goddamn nursery rhyme.
The monkey climbed onto my shoulder, plucked the feather from my hat,
and
then ran back to the guy. And then that was it.
How's it stick a feather in my hat and call me macaroni?
Yeah, that's good.
We doing that?
Yeah, I was whatever his name is who came to town.
Did you get scared when the monkey climbed onto your head, or were you just like, this is awesome?
I was like, this is sick to have a monkey on me.
Oh, my feather.
Did the monkey then put it in behind its ear?
No, it gave it to the guy.
The guy just went, I imagine, ho, ho, ho.
My feather now.
Fuck you, little boy.
You want it back? $20.
Well, it was like nothing. We just moved on. He just stole a monkey stole a feather from me, and then we moved on. But it was not so bad having a monkey on me.
If the
monkey wasn't like on a rope, like if you were at a zoo,
yeah,
and they were like, "Here's a monkey to meet,"
yeah,
and it climbed on your body,
yeah,
I'd be fun.
Yeah. I think holding
what
a monkey
are you stressed
like,
about,
yeah,
I don't know, just
like whatever bites your head.
No, but I guess being on my shoulder, I don't know.
Okay,
what if it shits on my head? I guess.
Yeah, I get that. No, fair enough.
How about this?
Yeah.
to help me solve crime or a crime. So I stake out maybe.
Okay.
And I'm there. Maybe this is, you know, day two or whatever. I'm stinky.
Okay.
I'm not doing great.
Yeah.
But like little chimp, he can groom me.
Oh.
Make me presentable.
Oh, okay.
He's picking the lice and the bugs out of my head.
You are falling on hard times.
And in a way, he's helping me solve the crime by
making you
presentable?
Yeah. Well, let's explore the different ways you could be unhygienic and how a little monkey might help you out.
Okay.
Stinky underarms.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. That's a tricky one. He could rob from the store to get you some deodorant.
Okay, nice. Okay,
so no one's going to stop a monkey.
Okay, am I trapped in the car then?
Yes. You've become trapped in the car, but the window is down to such a degree that the monkey can climb out.
And my main concern is my stinky pants.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's only you in the car and it's getting hot.
Oh, yeah.
The monkey's also going
to
bring you
food. But if it's me in the car, I'll become acclimatized.
Yeah,
I'm used to my own stank.
Well, you probably then need to get the monkey to get you water and food.
Yeah. Maybe the monkey's freaking out because, like, I'm stinking him out. But also, the monkey's going to get stinky. I can't groom a monkey.
Yes, you can.
Why not?
I
reckon monkeys would like being combed.
Yeah, but do I have a comb in the car? No.
Do you?
No.
Yeah, he probably doesn't.
Well, if I had a monkey, maybe I would.
Well, for combing.
Yeah.
For monkey.
I just think, like, if you comb a monkey, like, if, you know, just down its head and down its back.
I think it would love it.
It would love it.
Because it's like
brushing a horse kind of thing.
Yeah. And I think because a monkey's used to grooming where it's like a little.
Yeah.
But if you, it's like mega grooming.
Full body massage for the monkey.
Yeah.
I reckon you should use like a lice comb too. I think it would like that.
Well, you get
like a
lot of
like a bristle kind of.
Oh, yeah. I think the bristle thing would be good on like an orangutan. Maybe orangutans have a sort of wisdom to them. Maybe I'll pick an orangutan.
And long arms.
Because this is how I use the orangutan. So obviously I'm going to look at a crime scene. I look at the dead body.
Mm-hmm.
I look at everything around it. I look at the house. I'm looking at this with human eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm overthinking it.
Mm.
I send the orangutan in.
Mm.
I say, use your base animal instinct, orangutan.
Send the orangutan in, get everyone else to leave and shut the door.
Yeah.
He needs time to figure it out.
Everyone's like, just hearing him going crazy. No, he's working through it. Sounds like he's throwing stuff.
He's just picking up the body.
Sounds like he's going crazy in there, Jackson.
No. This is his process.
This is his process. We're going to go in there and he'll have solved the crime.
He's an artist.
Go in there. See, body's gone.
Go in there. Body's gone. Window's open. He's already on the case, it appears.
He'll solve it.
He found the lead.
He'll solve it. I'm going to go for another appointment. But then you hear me peeling out because I've lost my orangutan and a dead body. Just seeing him just
Bojangles, where are you?
Whacking it into the ground, tearing apart. This is not good.
Okay.
This is not good.
There's a version of me that likes to pretend I've got my life plotted out like a season arc. Clear structure, everything's paying off, no filler episodes. The truth is, dinner is usually more like an unplanned bottle episode where I'm just staring into the freezer hoping for a miracle and all my budget is gone. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. It's the plot armor my dinner plans didn't know they needed. Steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, and sides. All delivered straight to my door, so I'm never caught in a what's for dinner cliffhanger. I did the burgers last week, put them straight on the grill, and it was easily a series high. Like someone finally gave this show a decent budget. Way better than the usual grocery aisle filler content. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com is basically the pilot episode you want to start with. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Another way for an ape to help?
Yeah.
Interrogation.
Oh, okay.
Now, maybe
good cop, bad ape. Yeah. Scary.
Maybe I'm, you know, one of those good cops.
Okay.
You know, that haven't spoiled the whole apple bunch or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it's very illegal and a crime if I was to say, you know, accost.
Yes,
the suspect. But if I'm there with a big gorilla, it's the implication.
Absolutely.
That the gorilla is going to tear its face off.
A gorilla is a show of force.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm bound by human law.
Exactly. Law of the jungle. Yeah. Him.
And like, you know, I don't know. He listens to me sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Good cop, ape cop is what you're doing.
Good cop, ape cop.
You go, hey man, I'm on your side. Okay, like I want you to get out of here.
But this guy,
my partner, he is an actual ape.
This guy is a gorilla. I don't know what he's thinking ever.
I have no idea.
I don't understand
what's going on in his head, dude.
When they gave me the gorilla as a partner, I thought they were giving me a break. A bit of a joke.
So like,
but
no.
6 weeks on, here I am, still with gorilla partner.
Like I could get you. Hey, I can get you like a reduced sentence. Yeah. Like you just got to talk to me.
I give you a coke.
You talk to him. He is an actual ape. He won't understand what you're saying.
I don't know.
And he might hit you in the head.
He might hit me in the head. We don't know.
We don't know.
That's the dice we roll.
Could you use gorillas punch and kick, or do they prefer to just bite?
You said that, and I imagined the gorilla doing the Donkey Kong kick, where they put both hands on the ground and then kick with their two legs.
I know.
I don't think that's a real thing they do.
Feel a gorilla. Would punch and grab and grasp.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a gorilla kicking.
I have seen a video of a Jane Goodall type, though I don't think it was Jane Goodall, and she's being interviewed, and she's surrounded by a bunch of gorillas just hanging out.
Yeah.
And one of them, as she's like, the gorillas, they're lovely guys or whatever, one walks past and she grabs her by the head and pulls her a little bit along and then lets go. And it's kind of like he did it as like a prank. Like there's not as much malice in the situation as you'd think. But
does she scream like
crazy? She's like, oh my God, because the gorillas are even though she's friends to the gorillas.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, it's happened finally. Yeah, the gorillas are taking me away.
The gorilla's going to tear off my head.
Yeah, but then the gorilla just lets her go and just chills out or whatever. So
I've seen another thing like they're just like a bunch of people filming in the jungle and like a bunch of gorillas are there and like one of the males like starts like, you know, walking around quite close, grabs one of them and just kind of gently pulls them and they kind of just move because, you know, he's like act like he doesn't put any resistance and he just keeps going. And it's just like, okay, it's just there to be like, I can't fuck you up.
I can destroy you if I wanted to.
We're good, right?
Yeah.
We're
bros, but if you fuck with me.
The implication.
Yeah.
It's the implication.
What if
the threat?
If I got a gorilla, do you think you? I'm thinking of doing a show of force.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. So I'm sure it'd be like, if you don't talk to me, we'll fuck you up.
Yep. Yeah.
But could I have the gorilla fuck me up? Well, to show what will happen. We'll do this to you.
Jackson, gorilla punches me in the back of the head. I just Googled, can gorillas kick? And the first response is, what would happen if you karate kick a gorilla in the head?
Great question.
And then what would happen if a gorilla punches a human? Also, great question. Mm. So let's click on that.
Yeah, okay. That one's more accurate.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
So, I'm wondering,
either a fist to the head or hard slap the face would kill you instantly. our neck would be like a small bamboo shoot as it snaps violently.
Hey, if you fuck with us, we'll do this to you. And the gorilla just bopped my head entirely off.
Granted, this is someone who worked with bear and cat rescues or something as a volunteer. So who knows exactly?
Okay, they're no expert.
The idea of a gorilla slapping your head clean off whilst you're meant to be interrogating someone, they would get frightened.
Yeah, they'd be like, I'll tell you, don't make the gorilla do that to me.
Oh, another great question. What is more powerful, a horse's kick or a gorilla's punch? It's a vote. Most people going with a horse's kick.
I feel like a horse's kick is stronger.
Yeah, horse's kick.
Because you got the whole, like, the it's the whole horse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the horse's whole horse... kick is 2,000 PSI.
Yeah.
Gorilla's punch with 1,300 to 2,700 pounds of force.
Whoa!
So,
I think I've heard about people getting kicked in the head by a horse and surviving.
For reference, an average human punch is with.
Yeah. Didn't we get kicked in the head by a horse?
That's the only explanation I can come up with. Yeah, so humans punch with 60 to 170 PSI.
Okay. Okay.
360
yes.
to 450 pounds of force.
So
let me just quickly look at a gorilla, 1,300 to 2,700.
So there's a bit of a risk with having a gorilla attack the criminals because you can't kill the. I mean,
well, wait,
they
kill
the commissioner's son, yeah. So.
The gorilla, we have no. We can't really.
What are you
going to
do? Arrest the gorilla?
No! I would never.
You're going to tell the gorilla what to do?
So, okay, maybe we're using the gorilla to solve the crime. It's not really the crime we're solving, we're just here for revenge.
Okay. Can we, to solve the crime, can we instead turn this all around and pin the crime on the gorilla?
Oh!
Actually, yes. Yeah, I think that would be easy.
Is it a crime to give a gorilla the chair?
Giving a gorilla the electric chair.
I think it would embody it.
Yeah.
I think it would just stand up and start walking towards you electrified. And you're like, I'm about to get my head electrically slapped off my neck.
Oh, no. Electric punch.
We just electrified the gorilla. That's all we've done.
How quick did it take Topsy to die?
Who's Topsy?
The elephant.
The elephant.
I think that was pretty instant.
they used a lot of
them. a great deal of electricity to kill Topsy. Well, could we use, a more agile, say an orangutan?
Yeah.
So say we want to search an apartment for evidence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we come in through the front door, suspicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if we send Mr. Bojangles the orangutan up the side of the building.
And in the chimney.
And in the
chimney. No suspicion raised.
I was gonna say through a window.
No.
But in the chimney Santa style. And we wait till it's Christmas Eve in the hope that a child is waiting up for Santa.
We dress Mr. Bojangles up in a Santa. Out of suit. It's gonna be good.
Oh my god, Father Christmas!
Doing that little chimp.
Watching an orangutan slam his hand down on some milk and cookies.
Yes!
Santa, please! Just start staring upon the present.
Santa loves my milk and cookies. Have I been a good little child? Can I get a present, Mr. Santa Claus?
I think an orangutan would want to open presents really bad.
Yes, absolutely.
Just in front of it.
That's so funny as well. To imagine as a kid. Santa coming down the chimney, just tearing open your present.
You go to school in the next semester or whatever, your classmates, and you're like, I met Santa Claus. He's not like how I imagined.
He is about 4 foot tall.
Really long arms.
Very
tiny
long
tiny little feet.
Hairy.
Holds his arms above his head.
His flanges
He loved to do this.
And when he's not doing that, he's sniffing his fingers.
And he didn't leave the house. He came down the chimney, but he didn't go back out the chimney. Mum had to get him out with a broom.
Yeah. I thought Mummy was going to kiss Santa Claus, but no.
No, she screamed and screamed and screamed.
And then hit Sandy with the broom.
And it seemed like the orangutan got in a man's car. Then he drove away. I think I heard the words, what did you find?
So I think Santa's lost his reindeer and now has a man in a car.
A man drives him around. So funny to imagine you said you're an orangutan and he comes back with just a mouth smeared with milk and cookies.
What'd you find?
What did you do? I'm starting to think you're not a very good partner, Mr. Bojangles. What else do you need for solving a crime?
Yeah.
Well, I guess, like, you need to interrogate, like, finding clues.
Okay. Okay.
Interview witness, decide who did it, arrest
them. Look through CCTV, go through cameras.
Does an ape have a particularly good...
Canvas the surrounding area. Yeah,
I'll take these houses, you take those.
Ape might be good at finding evidence, like if you get it to sniff some blood and then say, where else is blood? Point around.
You go, sniff some, where else is blood? And it just tears you up.
In you!
Oh, fuck. Fuck, dude. okay. But, like, because, like, if it's a trained ape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, maybe. Because, like, we have, like, bloodhounds and stuff where we get them to sniff an item of clothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then they can seek out a person, or they've just got a great sense of smell. They can find people. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if you can really impart that onto an ape. You know what I mean?
I thought apes had really good sense of smell.
I don't know. Is it better than a basset hound's or whatever?
I doubt that very much.
It's probably not bad. It probably does the job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and can an ape...
Let's see. Well, all chimpanzees use olfaction as a prime mode of investigation.
Oh, hey! Okay.
Sniff, 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 clue.
Yeah.
Sniff, clue, sniff, clue.
The problem is, say a dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like we domesticated those guys.
Yeah.
So it'll come back to you.
Yeah.
An ape gets the scent.
Well.
Go on.
Here's the headline. Is chimpanzees sniff out strangers and family members. So.
Its own family members or missing family members?
I believe it would be, if I had to take a guess, its own. Yeah. I can't imagine there's just an ape that smells what?
Gives you a sniff and then.
Find your grandma.
They recognize group members and kin. Okay. So I guess they'd be like, oh, yeah, I know that. So, mate, yeah, look, you could be like, this is the jacket.
Yeah.
That the
criminal, the perp was wearing.
The commissioner child murderer was wearing.
The commissioner's son, yep.
Yeah, and then they
give it a sniff and then go.
Well, yeah, but then how do you get the chimp when he finds the guy?
Well, we got to follow the chimp. Now we're following the chimp.
It's a game of follow the chimp.
Yeah.
Fair.
I mean, I was going to say we could do this with, like, say, a bloodhound, but bloodhound can't, you know, jump over a fence.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
can't
true.
Climb, you know, scale a building.
Yeah.
Can't sit in a tree.
Yeah.
Can't peel its own banana.
Right.
so, you know.
What else can a bloodhound do?
That a chimp can do.
Yes.
Swing through the trees.
Right.
Yeah.
Amuse, yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Jack off at the zoo?
No, I reckon a bloodhound.
A bloodhound
could
jack off at the zoo.
Yeah. How's a bloodhound jacking off?
Like a dog? You ever seen a dog? They stand up and they get their little arms with some of this.
I thought that would just use their like.
No,
they use their mouth.
That too.
I don't think dogs put their front paws.
Dogs do. I've seen it. They put their arms like this.
Yeah.
They
like this.
Outstretch their arms.
Yeah.
And then they jack off their dick.
And they're standing on their hind legs. And they jack off their little dog dick.
I think I have seen like a little gif or something of one dog just basically a Roborosic himself. He's going to town in his own mouth.
Well, they lick their dicks and stuff to clean it anyway. So while you're down there.
Might as well.
I think a great place for the ape would be, because we're imagining this is like an 80s, 90s movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah.
The end of every one of those 80s, 90s movies is like a shootout in a drug den, right? It'll be like a warehouse somewhere where some criminals have hit out and they get couches and hammocks and stuff.
And it's going to be the best for this because the villains, the bad guys, well, they're never going to suspect a ape with a gun.
Correct.
To like, he could shoot with his foot. He was in a warehouse, his rafters. He could be swinging from them rafters.
Two guns in his feet. You could theoretically give an ape three guns if they didn't mind hopping.
Yeah, and they wouldn't. They could hang from the rafters
with one hand, and then with their other three hands.
Yeah, hands, you say?
Well, their feet are like hand feet.
That's true. That is true.
You know they can shoot the criminals. I do like that this is ending in just a full on. We're just shooting the criminals.
Well,
that's an 80s movie. No, fair enough.
Apes good at aim. Accuracy?
I don't think it'll matter.
You give the apes Uzis and accuracy doesn't matter. You just make sure you stand behind the ape.
Here's the problem with the ape Uzi scenario. And I like
okay.
How do you get the Uzis off the ape at the end?
Also, how, like,
let him keep them.
Ape, they're yours. Welcome to the force.
Yeah, we're giving you a license to kill.
Do ape love to test? You know how, like, you know sharks?
I do know sharks.
They like to test things by biting.
Oh, no.
Do apes do the same?
I reckon probably.
So you're imagining you give the ape a gun, you send it in there, you hear a gun, got one shot. You're like, oh, actually, wait. The ape has shot himself.
Like a Daffy Duck kind of walk.
The ape shot his mouth like around the back of his head.
Being like, what's this do?
It was ape season.
Maybe we better give the ape a sword then.
Whoa, knife ape.
Yeah. Ah. I bet. I mean, so, you know, you can throw a knife.
Yeah.
An ape throwing a knife with the strength of an ape?
It wouldn't stick through. It would go straight through.
Yeah, the hilt would be going through your own head.
It wouldn't matter which part of the knife hits you.
No, exactly. You're dead. You're a dead man. That's an ape killed you.
What about, this is an important part of the ape scenario. And the 90s, 80s crime movie scenario.
Yeah.
A certain kind, anyway. The kind that would involve an animal companion. The final couple of scenes where we're at a resort.
Yep. Oh.
And something funny happens with the animal companion. And we say, Mr. Bojangles, you're a real son of a bitch.
I reckon Mr. Bojangles is smoking a cigar and slaps someone's ass as they walk past in a swimsuit.
Mr. Bojangles, it's me and Mr. Bojangles. I'll have the orangutan Mr. Bojangles, I guess. Or it's all of the Bojangles. Yep. It's me and orangutan, a gorilla, a capuchin, a chimpanzee, and a sexy lady walks by with our drinks. And all of us are like, whoa!
Glasses
they've
down.
All got sunglasses.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And we're all looking. I think that's the ending of the movie.
That sexy lady walks past, we go, oh, but then a sexy chimp walks past in like a little bikini, and then Bojangles is like, whoa!
Mr. Bojangles, you are a son of a bitch.
Mr. Bojangles, I think this could be the best summer ever.
Yeah, Mr. Bojangles, you are encouraged.
So yeah, I think actually an ape wouldn't be... Provided you know how to solve a case, the ape doesn't really hinder you.
Yeah. Oh. I'm just like, okay, I guess maybe the ape doesn't help, but maybe it hinders. And I guess really it's less about the ape and more just you.
Yeah.
And the ape
is just also there. I guess if I was to help solve a crime, I would fulfill the ape role.
Yeah.
Because I'd be just like, oh, yeah. I'd be more annoying than the
ape. I don't think
let me in the room with the body.
Come on.
Let me touch it.
I got a stick. I can poke it, right?
Their clues are always in the mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What were you imagining? I was eating the guy?
No, just like putting a hand in it.
I thought that was like, it's always in the mouth. Oh, and I put his hand in my mouth. Oh, wait. What?
I got a taste for clues.
No. Oh, no.
I swallowed his ring. Is that a problem?
No, that's a souvenir.
Yeah.
Of your very first case.
I don't think we would be as good as an ape. I think to help a detective, I don't think we could do it as well.
Yeah, okay. Us via a detective with an ape, I feel, we would hinder it more.
Yeah, significantly more.
Because the ape's just chilling and putting its hands up and sniffing its finger and whatever. We're talking. We're asking for the sirens to be put on.
Plus, well, can I drive?
We get frightened.
Yeah, that's true. They fire the gun. I'm running.
Yeah.
I'm catching a bus. I'm out of there.
The police party you've got. He's chasing the bus next to you, just banging on the door, being like, get off the damn bus.
No, you shot that gun.
I'm scared. Why don't you do it again?
You've got a gun too. Get off the bus. Ah!
Throwing the bus out the window.
Throwing the bus out the window.
What have I done?
You've killed your partner.
I threw the bus out the window and now I'm hovering in empty space and then I land
with
on the
gun.
I land on the ground.
A gun got used. Fire the gun in the air, get spooked, drop it, run.
Run away.
This is the worst first day ever.
Because at least a gorilla is intimidating.
Yeah.
You know, like at a bare minimum, a criminal won't want to fuck with you if you have a gorilla.
Yeah, it's got the element of surprise. Not necessarily that a gorilla is like stealthy, but more just like you're not expecting to see a gorilla.
No one's expecting.
Well, I get a knock at the door and it's a cop. I'm like, ugh,
yeah,
this is annoying. But
what do you want?
I open the door and there's a gorilla and a cop. I don't even know what's happening. I think after a 5-minute window of me seeing that, where the cop could ask me anything, and I would answer truthfully just because I'm in a daze.
Seeing a cop and a gorilla is a real-life truth serum.
Yeah.
I think if a cop opened the door and he had a gorilla behind him, my first thought would be he's going to ask me if that's my gorilla. Like he's camping.
You found my gorilla. You mean my partner? Oh, sorry, misunderstood. I've lost my gorilla.
Do you have a gorilla? Yes.
Not yet.
What? What did you want again, officer? Yes. So, a gorilla would be great, or an ape of any kind would be great for helping you solve it.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's a brilliant question.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. One of the best.
One of the best plumbing questions we've ever done, I would say.
How would you use an ape to solve a crime? Yeah. Well, quite easily, actually.
Yeah.
And great question.
I think history will show this was when we peaked.
Yeah.
It's happening. We should bask in it.
Yeah.
Because it's all downhill from here. Oh, it's nice.
Feels
nice.
Good. Whoa. Feels good to be back on top.
Absolutely.
And on that note, I've been Joe.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joe.
Let us know, how would you use an ape to help you solve a crime? Mm. Did we miss anything?
Yeah.
We forgot to disguise the ape. As a sexy lady.
Oh, gotta do that.
Oh, honeypot.
Honeypot ape.
Honeypot ape.
Honeypot ape. Fuck my life.
God, that's the easiest way to use an ape to solve a crime.
Everyone wants to fuck a sexy ape.
God, we're fucking stupid.
Dumbest cunts in the realm.